G'day, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Friday, the 21st of June, 2024. The headlines in the Australian insurance sector this week range from government initiatives to high premium spikes to mental health claims hitting a new peak. Let's dive in. In New South Wales, the Minns government has made a move aimed at making your insurance more affordable with its 2024-25 budget. A whopping $5.7 billion has been earmarked for disaster prevention and insurance reform. Notably, the Emergency Services Levy, or the ESL as it's known, is being transformed into a property levy. The change stands to lower insurance premiums, bringing a sigh of relief to those in flood-prone regions. This shift has received a thumbs up from both the Insurance Council of Australia and IAG for equity and cost reduction. Investments of $525 million for the Resilient Homes Program and another $87.4 million for the Resilient Lands Program are being allocated to mitigate severe weather impacts. The ESL's revenue growth is anticipated to be significant, up $205.6 million by 2027-28, despite a minor decrease in insurance duty revenues. Whereas over in Victoria, insurance premiums are soaring amidst industry turbulence. The Victorian Managed Insurance Authority, or VMIA, has announced substantial builders' warranty insurance premium increases, averaging about 53%. Why, you ask? Well, there's been a spike in claim settlements, a rise in builder insolvencies, inflation, and skilled worker shortages that are driving up costs. This has led to an increase of 65% for new constructions and 20% more for renovations and pools. It's important to note these hikes have not been universally welcomed, with the Housing Industry Association raising concerns about housing affordability. On an altogether different note, mental health in Australian workplaces is becoming an urgent matter. Insurance powerhouse Allianz has reported a significant rise in psychological claims. That's a 47.5% increase and a 30% rise in mental health-related absenteeism just from 2019 to 2022. Among the top stressors for employees are harassment, bullying, and burnout, making up to 78% of these claims. Further, bear in mind that the average cost of mental health claims is now standing at $42,335, nearly three times higher than physical claims. Allianz stresses that tailored mental health strategies are definitely needed in workplaces to effectively manage this scenario. Last but not least, life insurers and financial advisors may finally find some harmony. Christine Cupid from the Council of Australian Life Insurers recently highlighted their intention to work alongside financial advisors without stepping on their toes. Life insurers plan to improve customer service by providing basic product-specific advice under strict regulations and direct clients to professional financial planners for more complex inquiries. That wraps up the major developments in the insurance industry this week. Stay tuned for more up-to-date news next week. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, signing off. For more details on any of these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.